Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is ask and you shall receive. And also along with that is how thought and emotion act as one. When I am looking to write about something, it always comes to me from spirit. And at times I'll also seek out other writers about the topics I'm interested in. And this is what I do with all my writings and podcast. And I actually encourage you to do the same. So walk into a library or bookstore and see what you're drawn to. This is your spirit's way of getting your attention about a spiritual topic, or it could be cooking or gardening. Whatever you are being led to in the moment is your inner spirit speaking to you. And if you are looking to find answers, then you must follow the call. So I'll be on YouTube researching a topic, and some random video pops up. Well, of course, I know that by now. Nothing is random. So I have learned to pay attention, and it's amazing how one thing will lead to another, to another, to another, and all those links are ways of me to learn and experience things that I probably wouldn't know to look up if they didn't otherwise pop up randomly, or, of course, in my case, from spirit. So personally, I'm always interested in how what we think and feel, how it affects everything, because it has to do with our intentions and our vibrations with regards to how we feel in our bodies and how we are doing in our lives. And I think this is why I became interested in the chakra system probably more than 20 years ago, because I wanted to know what the heck is going on in my body and how is it directly related to what's happening in my world, in my personal life. And it's amazing how when you learn the chakra system and you learn what each body part and what it's saying and how it attaches to a certain emotion, it basically is telling you what it is you need to look at, what it is you need to pay attention to, and how you can then heal for yourself and even people that you love. So I've always known about ask and you shall receive. But the interesting thing is I'm starting to learn through spirit how our thoughts and emotions play into the law of attraction, or ask and you shall receive. And let me just stop. If you don't know what the law of attraction is, please do yourself a favor. You know, look it up through a reading, or again, go on YouTube and listen to speakers such as Abraham. There's a wealth of information there that I really think will resonate with you. So with that said, we have got to get it into our center core of being that thought and emotion act as one. We treat them separately, but they really do mirror each other, or they tag team each other. Our emotions always follow our thoughts. Our emotions always follow our thoughts. So when you think about something, it of course attaches itself to an emotion. So here's an example of a thought. I am never going to get the job I desire. Well, an emotion or two could be depression or anxiety, which can then settle into your body, and stress can then take over and can cause disease or illness. Another thought is, I am looking forward to going on vacation. So the emotion that attaches, excitement, joy, which allows your body to relax without you having to do any asking. I think most of us have heard the statement, ask and you shall receive. It comes from the Christian Holy Bible, but there are several translations done throughout time, and actually much older than the Christian Holy Bible. So here it is. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, He who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. The Aramaic translation, which by the way is one of our oldest languages, says it this way. Ask without hidden motive, which is our judgment and ego, and be surrounded by your answer. Be enveloped by what you desire, that your gladness be full. I don't know about you, but I just think that sounds so lovely, and it just resonates so well, I don't know, with me. Hopefully it does you. I mean, to ask without hidden motive, be surrounded by your answer, not your worry, not, what's going to happen, but be surrounded by your answer. Be enveloped by only what it is you desire, that your gladness be full. I've often been asked by my clients through the years, you know, how much can I ask for? I don't want to waste my need on something small or trivial. I say, you must ask for anything you want. Do you know in a crowded parking lot, I always ask for a good spot. 9 out of 10 times, I always get one. You know, something, oh, that's a wasted wish, or that's just trivial. You know, I think differently about that. If you're in a restaurant and you order a meal, but it doesn't come with, say, a certain condiment, do you just sit and eat your meal? Or do you ask for what you want to get the full delight of your meal? So the same thing with the universe. We must ask, 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 even if it's small, but especially if it's big. Do you remember years ago when Oprah was giving away wishes? I think people wrote to her, or she had people write to her, and they could ask for anything. So most asked for, I think, a bill to be paid or a trip. I think some people asked for a car. Well, one woman wrote, and she asked for a house, and she received it. The audience, including myself, was aghast. And I think some even mentioned to her, well, they didn't know that, you know, we could ask for something so big. Oprah's response was simply, I told you, you could ask for a wish. And this woman, she wished big, and she received. Wow. What a lesson to take away from that. So what does this have to do with thoughts and emotions? So we have our heart energy, which is the center core of our being, and it's who we are. Well, this creates a feeling, which is an emotion followed by a thought that we have, which creates an electrical wave or a magnetic wave. This is the language that the universe hears. So asking is not done just with your voice alone, which comes from a thought, but instead, or also, includes the power of your heart. That is what is recognized. And I know for some, it'll take time to digest the information. But if we have our heart energy, which is the core of who we are, and we ask with our heart, and the universe hears that, there's no way you can't get what you want. But you gotta believe it. So the key is to ask and feel as if you already have what you want. So this is matching your thought with your emotion, and this is how they become one. You must create the feeling, which is asking, in your heart as if it has already been received. Your prayer is already answered. That alone creates a magnetic electrical wave that brings the answers and the response to you. Let me stop here for just a moment and talk to you about prayer and petitions, which is basically it's conscious thought going towards source energy. I know I've questioned this in my life. I know some family members have also questioned. And the question is, should I just pray once? Should I just ask once? Well, the simple answer is yes. Your prayer, your petition, your need is already heard. It's being worked on. So why do we ask over and over? Well, I believe it gives us a sense of relief. I think it gives us a sense of control, as if we are, I don't know, doing something to help the situation. But the bottom line is that if you believe in the art of attraction or the law of attraction or the universal language of source energy, if you believe that God hears you, then you only need to ask once. With a clear intent and a hopeful heart, along with gratitude, and then we surrender the rest. And surrendering is not always easy. It is the true art of letting go. When you have done all that you know to do, you stand, you wait, you surrender. So let's go ahead and use the body as an example. Say somebody has cancer. What if we didn't judge the cancer? We didn't judge it. Because immediately we think, ugh, negative, ick, what's going to happen? What if we didn't judge it? What if we didn't see it as right or wrong, or good as bad? So it's neither right nor wrong, nor good nor bad. What if it's just a possibility? Because really, isn't that all that it is? All things in our quantum world is possible. So now we have the choice to choose the new reality by feeling as if you are already healed. Some may call it a miracle or magic. But what it truly is your thoughts and emotion become one to receive the outcome you desire, which in this example is to be healed. When my mother was ill, I did not allow anyone to be around her with negativity or with a pity party attitude, because that was their state of mind. It wasn't my mother's. Now, in her case, she did have some spiritual issues, which I will not go into, that did cause her to lose her life in the end. But she did live longer than any of her doctors thought she would. You know, maybe I stand alone here, but I am so against doctors who give a patient a perceived outcome based on medical records or past patients, you know, who've had the same diagnosis. Can they not just give the patient the pros and cons, because that is the truth? However, allow the possibility to be what it will be. And again, maybe I'm in a room by myself on this one, but it's really what I truly believe and feel. The way somebody feels about a situation will make or break them in the long run. I have known someone seemingly healthy who goes in for a basic checkup. They find something, you know, discover something is wrong. Within a few months, they were dead. But I've also had the wonderful pleasure of knowing others who have received a poor diagnosis, and they changed their mindset and the way they live their lives. And today, they are doing very well. Many people will lay hands over the body of the one inflicted, and they all have the same mind thought, the same emotions, which basically they're saying, your healing is already done right this minute. Your healing is already done right this minute. And the person's body responds to their collective vibration, which again is the universal language. Some examples of mind over matter could be a woman lifting a car off her child, or someone practicing kung fu you know, when chopping a piece of brick in half with their hands. Now, if they stop to think, it wouldn't work, because once we engage the ego, the focus breaks down. So we are to ask the intention, we set our focus, and the mind or our ego turns off. And the focus of what you want to accomplish is so strong that you can connect your hand to that brick, or you can lift a car off a person. I guarantee you, if you think of your hand right before impact, you won't be able to separate the brick. Or if the woman tells herself that it is not rational, which is true, it's not rational to lift a car all by myself, then she's not going to be able to do it. It is not until you disconnect your brain, and when the thought connects to a positive emotion or one that is so strong, that your desire is fulfilled. And remember, emotion always follows the thought. Always. So today, do a mind scan, a body scan, an emotional scan, and see what it is you are thinking about, and if you are attaching to a positive or a negative emotion. What are your outcomes? What is your state of mind? What is your state of being? And lastly, never hesitate to ask for what it is you want. Ask and it is received. Now, the receiving of the asking may take some time. That's okay. However, your request is always heard and is always being worked on. So ask without a hidden motive. And remember, that's our ego. So ask without hidden motive, without the ego involved, or any sense of judgment, and be surrounded by your answer, not your doctor's answer or your boss's answer, but yours. Be enveloped, be wrapped up by what it is you desire, so that your gladness is full, your heart is full, your life is full. You deserve the blessings of this world. And that is living a completely truthful life. So until next time, all my love and light your way. Many, many blessings.